something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Communion of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Do you know who Jesus is? You know, I was meditating like I do often about Jesus, because I like to think about him. You know, and the fact that this was not a man that just loved God. You know, a man born in Bethlehem and was so obedient and so loved God, you know, has become such a glorious example for us. The nicest man that ever lived. The goodest man, if there's anything like that, you know. I mean, you can qualify him the way you want to. And think about it. This is not that man. This is the God of the universe, who became flesh and dwelt among us. This is not a good man. This is God. I said, Lord Jesus, I honor you. You know, Lord Jesus, I said, you're too great for my mind. If you were to sit down to think, to contemplate on the greatness of Jesus, it would be too much for your brain. We can only have a glimpse into that glory for the now. You can only just take a little, and that little, you go, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In our relationship with God, you know, legally, he has brought us into fellowship with his son, Jesus Christ. He's brought us into fellowship with himself. The Bible says we are in fellowship. It says our fellowship is with the Father and with his son, Jesus Christ. That is the legality of our experience, of our relationship with him. The Father is in heaven. Jesus is in heaven. And you really can't have a vital, dynamic fellowship with the Father or with the Son, because Father is in heaven, Jesus is in heaven. So the only way we can have real vital fellowship with the Father and with his Son, Jesus, is through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit makes the presence of the Father real to us, makes the presence of Jesus real to us. And he is a person. The Holy Spirit is a person. There is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. There is the power of the Holy Spirit. There is the influence of the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is a person. And I gave you an example yesterday, an analogy yesterday about the handkerchiefs and aprons that had the anointing of God imparted on them. But that didn't mean the person of the Holy Spirit dwelt in the hankies. It was the power. But then I also explained to you that everything that comes out of God is God. Doesn't mean his person. But everything that comes out of God carries his DNA. Like I said, any part of your body has your DNA, but that don't mean any part of your body is you. It's not your person. Your person has to have all of it in totality. That's why Jesus is not complete without us. Maybe you don't understand it. The Father has so made it that Jesus cannot have a full life without us. He cannot enjoy his life in the presence of God without us. See, I never heard that before. Oh, it's true. He needs us as we need him. This is God's plan. Jesus cannot have his glorious life without us. He is our glory as we are his glory. Amen. The Bible says that he is the head of the body and that the body is the church. Okay, let me show you something. You want to see it? Visions chapter 1, and I'd like you to go to, let's read from verse 15. You'll like it. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, 16, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, now this is the prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that he may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. This is wonderful. Look at this. Far above all principality and power, he's telling us where Jesus is. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and had put all things under his feet and gave him, now watch this, and gave him to be the head over all things. He's the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him. The church is the fullness of him. He's the fullness. See, the church is the fullness of him who fills all in all. He fills everything. The Bible says that he ascended that he might fill all things. Yet, his fullness is the church. His body, the fullness of him. Did you hear that? We are his completeness. Glory to God. You should understand how important you are in Christ. Every part of God is God. Every part of God has the life of God, has the nature of God. You have the life of God, you have the nature of God. And so the Bible says, whatsoever, not whosoever. He says, whatsoever. I need to calm down. He says, whatsoever is born of God, whatsoever, anything. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. They are spirit and they are life. His words. Now, he tells us whatsoever, meaning anything that comes out of God. Anything. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. You receive this life into you. You receive this nature into you. You are a world overcomer. Amen. Whatsoever, that's me. Amen. And that's anything about me. Amen. Anything about me. I told you, you're excellent. Yeah. Say, I'm excellent.
I'm excellent.
I'm smart. See, that's not boasting. Look at this. Get it right. I didn't say, hey, I'm smarter than you. No, it's got nothing to do with you. This is about me. See that? I'm not comparing myself to anybody. I'm just talking about who I am in Christ Jesus.
I'm excellent.
And I'm smart. Because I'm God's reproduction. I come from Him. I hail from God. I got the life of God in me. Can you see it now? And we don't fail. Fail. We don't fail. 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 We don't fail. Didn't you hear me? I didn't say we can't fail. I said we don't fail. Right? No, we don't. In other words, it's inconsistent with our nature to fail. The wisdom of God is working in me. The wisdom of God, it's working in me. The wisdom of God is working in me.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-9274. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.